time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Now, reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
And good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. It is Monday, April 22nd. Thank you so much for tuning into Mining Stock Daily and starting off this week with the morning briefing. Last week, gold closed the week at 2,413. That's a new record high and an all-time on a weekly basis. For the week, the price jumped $48. Silver also is higher on the week, rising 69 cents to close out the week at $28.84. The Mining Stock Journal said that despite the technically overbought condition of gold and silver per the RSI and MACD, the two precious metals continued grinding higher, much to the surprise of onlookers, Wall Street analysts, and those who are skeptical of gold and silver status as real money. The mining stocks also rose last week, with the GDX up 1.7%. Some individual stocks had big gains last week in response to company-specific positive developments. As an example, U.S. Gold, that's a Mining Stock Journal favorite, that jumped 10% in response to the outlook that it will soon be awarded operating permits for its gold-copper project in Wyoming. Q1 earnings for the miners should be better than expected, which might ignite the rocket engines in the mining stocks. We'll get to the news out of the miners and explorers here in just a moment, but first a quick word about today's sponsor. This episode of Mining Stock Daily is brought to you by Victoria Gold. Victoria Gold operates the Eagle Gold Mine within the Dublin Gulch property. Eagle is the largest gold mine in Yukon's long history of gold production. In addition to the long-life Eagle Gold Mine, the Dublin Gulch property has upsized exploration potential, including priority targets Raven and Lynx, among others. You can follow all the gold production and exploration news at vgcx.com. And here's what you need to know this morning. G Mining Ventures and Reunion Gold are combining companies. Through the transaction, G Mining will acquire Reunion's flagship Oko West project, located in Guyana, within the Guyana Shield region. G Mining plans to move Oko West quickly through technical studies to a construction decision. Under the terms of the agreement, G Mining and Reunion shareholders will receive common shares of a newly formed company equivalent to Reunion shareholders being issued 0.285 G Mining common shares for each Reunion common share. In addition, Reunion shareholders will receive common shares in a newly created Gold Explorer that will hold all of Reunion's assets other than Oko West. G Mining has agreed to fund the SpinCo with $15 million. Reunion shareholders will receive an estimated consideration of 65 cents per Reunion common share. That's an estimated transaction equity value of $875 million. Reunion Gold trades on the venture with RGD and on the OTCQX with RGDFF. Newfound Gold has entered into property purchase agreement with Labrador Gold for the Kingsway project in Newfoundland and Labrador. As consideration for the purchased assets, Newfound will issue 2 Labrador Gold shares of the company equal to about $20 million divided by the closing price of the shares on the TSX Venture Exchange on the last trading day prior to the closing date of the transaction. Exploration over the past several years by Labrador has resulted in several high-grade gold discoveries, including Big Vein, Pristine, and Golden Glove that display similar mineralizing styles to the Queensway project. Newfound Gold trades on the venture with NFG and on the NYSE American with NFGC. Ascot Resources says the company has poured its first gold over the weekend. Commissioning of the process plant at the Premier Gold Project is ongoing, with commercial production anticipated in Q3 of this year. The first gold pour was achieved from gold recovered through the gravity circuit. Commissioning of the carbon in leach circuits is currently underway. Ascot Resources trades on the TSX with AOT and on the OTCQX with AOTVF. Congratulations to everybody there at Ascot. Aber Silver has entered into subscription agreements in respect to a strategic $20 million Canadian non-brokered private placement with Kinross and an affiliate of Central Puerto. The company will issue an aggregate of 50 million common shares at a subscription price of 40 cents per share, representing approximately a 3% premium to the closing price of its shares on Friday. Aber Silver and Kinross will form a regional partnership to jointly explore for and acquire new projects in Argentina focused on silver, gold, and copper. Aber Silver trades on the venture with ABRA and on the OTCQX with ABBRF. Patriot Battery Metals published the remaining core assay results for drill holes completed last year at the CV5 spodumene pegmatite. This drilling included both infill holes as well as holes completed over the western extension of the pegmatite body. Infill holes assayed returned 133.9 meters of 1.21% Li2O and 15.5 meters of 1.42%, which also included a 15.5 meter interval of 3.26% Li2O. Western extension drilling returned 30.5 meters of 0.77% Li2O and 21.3 meters of 0.88%. Drilling has traced the CV5 spodumene pegmatite over a strike length of 4.6 kilometers, which remains open along strike at both ends and to depth. Patriot Battery Metals trades on the TSX with PMET, on the ASX with PMT, and on the OTCQX with PMETF. All right, that's a wrap here this morning on the morning briefing. We've got some market analysis to share with you later today. Then I'm catching the flight. We'll be reporting from Arizona tomorrow, and then hopefully back, if all goes well, back home in studio on Wednesday. The Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is produced by Clear Commodity Network and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. It is distributed throughout the world through your podcast network of choice and by our friends over at the Junior Mining Network. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Be well. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.